LSU Shreveport held a budget forum Monday to discuss what would happen if the school's state appropriation would shrink by $1.2 million this fiscal year. LSU Shreveport Chancellor Larry Clark said there's little left to cut. Ultimately, across-the-board furloughs would be necessary if the state levies a $131 million reduction to higher education. Clark estimated staff would go down to a 37-hour work week. He fielded questions from students who are worried about their majors.
How are you going to be able to ensure the success of the students that are incoming with a lower staff?
That is a great question.
Clark called the hypothetical budget reduction a silly scenario, given a weekend to plan for it. However, the state is saddled with a $750 million mid-year shortfall. Clark says he'll work to protect students, but he hates that this early budget debate is out in the open.
The scenario planning we're doing is not unusual, but doing it intriguing in such a public way, of which people don't understand context, cause people to be very concerned, and I think prematurely concerned, and then hopefully concerned for something that just won't happen.
Dennis Henderson is LSU Shreveport's student government president. He's fearful of losing the caliber of faculty if proposed cuts are imposed.
I know that this is just a scenario basis, but there's reasons why they have this, so that everybody is planned and it doesn't become a panic mode when it does end up happening. We know about it. We knew it was coming. But still, it's the idea of losing something that is so great to this university, and that's faculty and programs.
The Shreveport-Bossier Business Alliance for Higher Education will hold an education summit today from noon to 1:30 at the Greater Shreveport Chamber of Commerce. The alliance announced today the panel discussion will feature 7 state lawmakers and 5 higher education leaders, including the Commissioner of Higher Education, Joseph Rollo.